welcome to the Curious Competitions podcast. In this podcast, we delve into the sports that you might necessarily not have heard of before. Join Jack Taylor, Joel Walkden, and me, Charlie Quinlan, as with each episode, we explore niche and wonderful sports. On today's episode, we're covering horseboarding. Considered one of the most extreme sports, horseboarding brings a unique style to sport here in the UK. It's described as the most exhilarating, heart-pumping sport of the modern era. So this sport is definitely one for those who enjoy taking risks. Being a sport that's competed across Europe, horseboarding is usually a multi-disciplinary team sport, which involves three individual elements: a horse, a horse rider, and a boarder who rides on an off-road skateboard. The team and its elements must work together to negotiate a series of gates and obstacles in the fastest time possible. Out of the multiple teams taking part, at the end of the championships, the fastest team will be able to name themselves the horseboarding champions. Here to give us more, we spoke to Amy Richards to help us understand more of what horseboarding is truly about. So we'll be interviewing Amy Richards, who's an international champion in horseboarding. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. It sounds so good when you say that. Doesn't seem too low until someone.
So, since you're a competitor in horseboarding, just to familiarise the sport to the listeners, what exactly is horseboarding?
So, horseboarding's a horse rider and a boarder, not necessarily have an experienced boarder, work as one. It's an easy concept. We go around a twisting and turning course at speed, and the fastest time wins. Obviously, three brains have to work as one, which sometimes that's where the spills come in, when the boarders come off, or even horse riders, they do come off. But yeah, it's a high-octane sport, very high adrenaline fueled, which is probably one reason why I do like it as well, because I do like high adrenaline sports. So it's quite cool. But yeah, it's a very good spectator sport with the different things that are going off, all different horses. It can range from your thoroughbreds, which obviously are good for the stamina side of it. But then cobs can do it as well, which are a lot heavier type horse. But yeah, it's a good sport.
Obviously, Amy, it's quite a niche sport. It's not the most mainstream out there. I was just wondering about how you ended up joining it and your sort of journey into horseboarding.
What was that, sorry?
Like, it's quite a niche sport, so I was just wondering about your journey into horseboarding. How did you find the sport?
I don't know if it's my signal or whether. Sorry. I don't think it's mine.
Is it me? Oh, really? How did you find horseboarding? The sport?
Oh, there you go. I can hear you now.
Find the sports?
What it was is I've had horses for over 20 years, and I used to do something called showing with them. And what it was, I was at a show one day, and Horseboarding UK was competing there. And I thought, oh, I'll just watch this. It's something different. And when I watched it, I was like, I want to have a go at that. I was like, this looks like a bit of me. So I spoke to Daniel Palpine, and I got him to come out to where I was with my horses, got assessed, just basically a water trot canter in a figure of eight, make sure I had control, went to one show to see how it all worked, and then the next show I went and started competing.
Brilliant.
So
great.
What would you say is the most rewarding thing about horseboarding? The most rewarding thing to do with horseboarding?
So, it's great going somewhere and not having the pressure of being like into it. But it's hard to explain. It's more, I think it's more the social side, because you get to meet a lot of an array of people that are just as crazy as you are, which is great. But the social side of it is fantastic, because we'll go the day before we compete. We'll compete over 2 days and then we'll go back the next day usually. But on the end of the competition day, like the last day, we all go for a meal. Who's staying over, and it's just, everybody's just lovely. Everybody helps each other out. There's no like slyness or anything like that. Everybody, when we're competing, gets behind everybody else. It's not a one-sided or a one-team thing. Everybody's great. And we help each other with like sharing the horses, boarders. It's just great. It's great fun.
Really nice. So with a little Google search, it says on the website that it's an extreme sport. So I was just wondering if you're like still worried about getting injuries whilst you're performing, or is that like...
Yeah. I fell off myself a few times and got a concussion. We do have first aiders that are predominantly in the arena with us because they know what we're like. But we've had boarders have broke collarbones, broke shoulder, broke wrists, things like that. We've not, touch wood, we've not had any horse riders have massive injuries. We've had one massive incident. I don't think it's, it might be on a few years back now. She doesn't compete anymore, but yeah, there's been some serious things. And I know last year, some on one of the recent videos, I think it was at Bowood House, that way, Wiltshire way, I think, and somebody fell off the horse going through the technical part of the course and went back and looked like she got whiplash as well. But it's mainly boarders that get the bigger injuries rather than the horse riders. Some horses obviously get some injuries, but mainly board riders.
So in the future, do you see the popularity of horse board, and how big do you see that getting?
We all have our own visions with everything. I'd love to see it go as high as, say, other horse sports, which like your show jumping, dressage, eventing, like you see at the Olympics. It would be absolutely fantastic if it's the Olympics, but that might be a very, very many years in the future. But Dan especially will push to put, because the sport is his baby, has created it with his brother and his sister. But I back horse board in the whole way. I've always spoke to Dan. Dan doesn't live that far from me. He lives about 10-15 minutes away. But we do see it going quite high and going international, more international shows as well, because we have been to Holland, Denmark, and obviously Prague recently last year in November, a massive show. So, yeah, it's. I'm hoping it will go quite far, because it helps our, well, the boarders, riders, horses, it helps us with our... I can't think of the word now. Yeah, it helps us with people recognising us more and that as well, which did happen in Prague show. People were turning around going, they've just been competing. And now we're like, oh my God, they're looking at us. This is really weird. But yeah, I'm hoping it'll go really high, quite far.
So my last question is, you know, since you're an international champion, how much preparation goes into what you do?
Because I've got two teams, and my boarder lives in, well, not Bognor Regis, he used to live further, it's about 5 hours away. I have to ride both my horses myself, so I have no help. I have like the odd person that helps me ride, but it's not very often. So I start, when our season finishes, say, usually end of September, we sometimes have a show beginning of October. But I usually give my horses a month off, and then usually do a lot of hacking, so going around the land where I am, taking them out, just having a bit of a chill time until that beginning of January after Christmas. And then that's when I start to have a fitness regime in place, and obviously weather permitting, because we know what English weather, British weather's like. But yeah, I usually have a good fitness regime in place for both of them. And just do a lot of hacking, a lot of hill work with them to build up the behind the bums and things like that. But yeah, and then it the last couple of weeks, because I think it's this 2 weeks tomorrow that we set off to our first show at Tame in Oxford. I do a lot more canter work, so I get a bit faster for longer times. Not more endurance, because it's obviously quite short bouts of speed in the course. But I try to do a lot of more canter work in the last few weeks leading up to the very first show. But yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think we've got any more questions. Jack, Joel, have you got any more questions?
That's everything.
No, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Amy.
Yeah, that's no problem. I can talk all day, so it's okay.
Yeah, so I think that's all we've got for now. So thank you very much for joining us, Amy. It's much appreciated.
Nice to meet you, guys.
Amy. Thanks
nice
again.
To meet you.
Cheers.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
See you later.
Thank you again to Amy Richards for joining us this week. If you want to go and watch horseboarding for yourself, Amy and many others will be competing in the World Championships across shows. Round 3 is May 26th and 27th at Begley Gaming Country Fair. Round 4 is June the 22nd to 23rd at Warwickshire Gaming Country Fair. Round 5 is August 10th and 11th at Wiltshire Gaming Country. Round 6 is August 25th and 26th. At Cheshire Gaming Country, whereas round 7 is September 7th and 8th at Sandringham Game and Country. So how likely on a scale of 1 to 10 would either of you want to compete in horseboarding?
Let you go first, Jack.
I'd say, what on the horse or the board?
Either.
That's the question, isn't it?
Horse, 4 out of 10. Uh-huh. Terrified of horses. And on the board, I can't ride a skateboard, so 2.
Yeah, but you can't ride a horse either.
I can.
Me can't. Since when?
I can't. No, I can't. I would like to try. I could do it.
In my opinion, the risk is more with the boarder, if you ask me, the person at the with the skateboard. So I'd say on the horse, probably 2 out of 10, because I don't like horses, as Jack has said. And I've never really skateboarded before, but the risk is great, so I'd probably give that a 5 out of 10.
I mean, I'd rather be on the board than the horse. I mean, once when I was a kid, I got forced to ride on a horse, I hated it. I've been traumatized since. So I'm taking the board over the horse any day.
I just think that's deadly, though. Do you think?
What, horses?
No, on the board at the end. I just think, like, if you fall off that, you're finished, aren't you? Really.
Same thing with horse.
Yeah, I know, but I think there's more stability on the horse.
Yeah, didn't Amy say in the interview that, like, I think someone's ended up with, like, fractured.
Yeah. Bones. She's had injuries, yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
No, but she was on the horse.
She was on the horse, yeah. Jesus. And the border must just...
Just a dangerous sport.
Just a dangerous sport in general. If you're listening to this, it's a dangerous sport. take care.
So, yeah, so Jack, can you tell us more about what we're doing in the next episode?
Oh, we've got a banger of an episode coming up. We've got Deli Martins from Chess Boxing. Yeah, he's going to be talking to us.
It'll be interesting to learn about chess boxing and to see what insight Deli has for us and our audience. We want to thank you all for joining. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Joel.
and we'll see you all in the next episode.